Blog Talk Radio.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview is about a little of everything, police killings, the recent hangings, the recent election here in Florida where Mr. Gilliam is now the Democrat Florida nominee for governor. Congratulations, sir. Great news. Mr. Alfred Loss, who's running for senator seat again, he was senator for quite a while, and now he's running again. So that's great news. Congratulations, Senator Alfred Loss, and I hope you win. All right. Also in Florida, a gentleman by the name, let me get it right, you all. Alan Ellison in South Florida. He is now senator there. I think that's great. Congratulations, Senator Alan Ellison in South Florida. Congratulations on being senator. All right, everyone. Today's news is not going to be pleasing on Show Talk with Angela Bullitt, but it's the truth. Okay, in Texas, this is recently, a black man was killed in his own apartment by a white female police officer. Supposedly, she got the apartment from, so she thought it was her own apartment, but the gentleman's name was Mr. Boston Jean, and he is dead. Police officer that killed him is Amber Geiger. So he's dead because the police officer, white female, at least that's what she's saying, but my understanding is that she's changed the story quite a few times. Okay. Also, here in Florida, that's the state I'm in, Reverend Al Sharpton was here in Florida doing marches and protests about the Florida black man. The gentleman's name is, he was killed by Michael Drake, a citizen who has a history of using racism and violence, racism to call people racist names, even allegedly called a black man's employer and threatened to kill him. Okay. So that's the super thing. The gentleman that he killed is, of course, he is dead because he was in a parking lot, handicapped parking space, which did not give him the right to kill him. Just because he was in a handicapped parking space is no reason to murder somebody. It doesn't make any sense. This was outside of Clearwater, Florida, and parking lot, I believe it might have been a grocery store, on July 19, 2018. His name is Marellus McLaughlin from Clearwater, Florida. I believe the defense is Daniel Brown, but he shot him with his back turned. Okay. In California this year, during the summer, a black man was killed in his own backyard. His name is Stephon Clark. He was 22. He was killed by two police officers in his grandparents' backyard. So I'm trying to see where this goes with Mr. Clark. This is in California, by the way. Okay. Then in Oklahoma, this is recently, too, like within the last month, two black men were lynched by four white people. And the prosecutor there is saying that there is no racism there. Okay? Now, I'm in Florida, so of course I'm going to say it's racism because I lived in Florida. I know a lot about it. And it's racist. You don't really see it when you vacation here, but the racism is definitely there. There's no doubt about the racism in Florida, but there's progress, and so I'm glad of that. I'm glad of the progress for the current mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, Mr. Gillum, who's running for. He's already the Democratic nominee for governor here in Florida. Okay. All right, so that was Stephon Clark that we were talking about earlier that was killed in California. Now, here in Texas, this is in Texas, where four white people lynched two black men. The names of the white people are Alzia Raymond. Alzia Raymond Smith. No, I'm sorry, that's not the name of the four white people. Excuse me. It's the two black men that were killed, Alzia Roman Smith and Jerron Lee Moreland. And he was killed in Moore, Oklahoma. They were, according to news reports, they were at a gun show. There's two black men, and they were holding a gun at a gun show. And the white people heard a click and said the gun was aimed at them. They ended up dead. First, they beat them, shot them, lynched them, partially burnt their bodies, if I'm not mistaken, and put them in a lake. So that's what's going on in Oklahoma. Mr. Tyler Perry, according to the news, Tyler Perry placed a $200,000 bounty on a white police officer who is now a former policeman. His name is Deputy C. Coffin. And the murders happened in Naples, Florida, in 2003 and 2004. He's looking into, well, they're not murders yet, that's allegedly, looking to the discrepancies of two black men who last person they saw was the officer, Deputy Steve Calkins, who is no longer a police officer. The gentlemen are Terrence Williams and Felipe Santos. Mr. Tyler Perry put a $200,000 bounty on the police officer, trying to find out what's going on and why they're dead. Okay. Now, in Mobile, Alabama, currently, there's a gentleman that goes by the last name Gamble. His name is Terrence Martez Gamble. Okay. In 2015, in Mobile, Alabama, he was stopped by a police officer for a broken tail light on his vehicle. Okay, the officer discovered both a gun and marijuana paraphernalia in Gamble's car. Now, Gamble had a previous criminal case about 7 years ago. And he was convicted of a second-degree felony robbery. 7 years earlier, before the policeman stopped him in Mobile, Alabama, and was barred from owning a firearm. So this is what happened. He was arrested. He was found guilty, and he served 1 year in prison, Mobile, Alabama State Prison, or Alabama State Prison. So subsequently, the federal agency also filed, they charged him with the legal possession of a firearm in relation to the same 2015 incident. So Gamble, the federal gave him 46. So he was charged and convicted in state court, and then the federal investigators got into it, and he was charged with the same crime in 2015 by the federal FBI. He got 46 months. But here's the catch. Double jeopardy comes into play. Right now, Mr. Gamble has asked the U.S. District Court to dismiss his federal indictment. Well, first off, this is not current. The first thing he did was ask the U.S. District Court to dismiss his federal indictment on the grounds that it violated his Fifth Amendment from double jeopardy. The District Court says that dual sovereignty exception to the double jeopardy clause is legal. Thank you. So he got 1 year in state prison, and in federal, he got 46 months. And with dual sovereignty, it permits a second prosecution for the same offense by a different sovereign. And it permitted the federal case to proceed. Now, Gamble has appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeal. He has appealed to the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, and the court affirmed the lower court decision. Now, Gamble is now serving time in federal prison and has asked the Supreme Court to reconsider its past decision allowing successive prosecution for the same offense by a different sovereignty. Okay, dual sovereignty doctrine, he's suing because of that. He's saying it's double jeopardy, and also suing is with him, helping him, is A.D. Cato and the Institute. Cato Institute is American Civil Liberties Union, helping him also. So that's huge. And Alabama has currently filed a friend of the court brief on the merits of the case. It's asked them to overrule him, Gamble, about dual sovereignty to the double jeopardy clause, to rule in their favor, Now, in 2016, this is going back 2 years, in Oklahoma. A white female deputy sheriff named Miss Betty Shelby killed an unarmed black man. And he was fatally shot. His name is Mr. Terrence Crutcher. Now there's some outcry about her teaching police classes and things like that. Also, I learned that Benjamin Crump from Tallahassee, Florida, handled that case. Also, I learned from Push Black. It's an online messenger that lets people up to date with black news. And I'm Push Black. Everybody should subscribe to Push Black. It's only like $4 or $6 a month that they're asking for. Push Black is great on current and yesterday's history. Very, very educational. Push Black is Everyone subscribe and pay that $2, $4, $6 a month and more if you want to. Okay. Now, case in Alabama. This is one of the reasons Kavanaugh. It's so important that Kavanaugh get in there, if I'm making any sense. That's why they want Kavanaugh in there, the Supreme Court nominee judge. All these things are coming out about. This is one of the reasons. Of course, they want to get rid of Roe versus Wade and all those things, and I believe turn back the clock 100 years as far back as we can. That's my opinion. That is my opinion. So that is the reason because of gamble. That's one of the reasons they want to hurry up and get him in there. Because of this case, it's a very important case with Mr. Gamble, Kavanaugh. Yes, Kavanaugh, I believe, will say that if he's in there, that if he gets in there, will say that dual sovereignty is not double jeopardy, that you can be tried for the same crime by dual sovereignty. And that's the FBI Federal Bureau investigation and the state and the local police or sheriff's department in Mobile, Alabama is where this all originated from. And that's coming up soon because they have agreed, and Washington, D.C. has agreed to rehear his case, to reconsider his case. Okay. Okay. The police now have more protection, according to Push Black. Protect and Serve Act threatens to provide police with even more protection than the average citizen making a serious bodily injury. If you make a bodily injury to a law enforcement officer, it's nearly a hate crime. If police claim you hit them, you could face up to 10 years of prison. If an officer dies, you can face life in prison. If you attempted to kill an officer, you could face life. So that's basically giving the police more rights than what they already have, thanks to President Trump. I'm not against the police, not against good police, the police who are doing the right thing. Okay. I just believe that a lot of these murders, there was another way to not kill them, like shoot them in the knee, the foot, I don't know, the arm, tasers. I don't know. Tasers can be dangerous, too. Okay, with Reverend Al Sharpton with in their New York State, Reverend Al Sharpton is vigorously going to fight this there in New York State because they now are trying to get legislature, for citizens to get paid $500 to basically beat up people resisting arrest and by communities united for police reform. So, it's communities united for police reform. It's not the one that's doing this. It's another organization, but they're trying to get it through the New York State legislature. But they paid $500 for people who witnessed a beat, someone resisting arrest get paid $500 to help arrest them. But Communities United for Police Reform spokesperson Manita Vandili says that this is another right to stop them from filming encounters with the police to prevent abuse and hold them accountable. So basically, they're going to get paid to beat up it. And Reverend Al Sharpton says this is Jim Crow all the way because most of the people that they're going to target in racial profile are black. And so not only are they going to kill them, they're going to beat them down. That's not from Reverend Al Sharpton. He simply said Jim Crow laws all the way. This is what this is. Okay. Okay, I don't know if any of you remember this, but back Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act was passed in 2009. This law enhances penalties in hate crimes also involving gender, sexual orientation, or disability. So the Civil Rights Act of 1968 passed by Congress has already provided for more rights, but this broadens it. They did this for race, but now it includes gender. So that includes gender. Here in Florida, where I'm at in Marianna, well, I'm near Marianna, Florida, Jackson County, Florida, the Sheriff's Department, a sheriff deputy at the Jackson County Sheriff's Department has been caught on body camera planting drugs like meth on people. So that's been discovered because of the body camera. There are supposedly 263 people who may be released, and the officer has been fired. So I know currently that 8 people have been released from prison. So, so that's what's going on in Jackson County, Florida, which is not too far from me. So, everyone, that's the news. That's what I want to tell anyone once again. Congratulations to Mr. Allen Allison there in South Florida. Congratulations to Mr. Gilliam on his nomination for the Democratic nominee for governor. And Mr. Lawson, ex-Senator Al Lawson, who's running again. I think, and congratulations to Mr. Allen Ellison. And I hope you come on Show Talk with Angela Butler, all 3 of you. I'm trying, but I'm not getting confirmation. So that's a problem. I can't hit because I cannot interview them. Okay? But the Gamble case explains about Kavanaugh. Those are 3 of the main reasons they're trying to get him a nominee, because this is going back for reconsideration to the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. So this is pretty huge, because their ruling will decide if people can, if the federal Bureau of Investigation and county and state can charge someone twice for the same crime, which my understanding is that you couldn't be tried for the same crime, that was double jeopardy. But Mobile, Alabama has the addition. I don't know what I'm certain about Mobile, Alabama. So this happened in 2015. They have agreed to reconsider Gamble's case. So that's good news. So basically, I just want to thank everyone for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I haven't done a show in a while, but I'm glad you decided to listen in. Those of you who decide to listen, of course, this is pre-recorded. You won't be able to call in. Everyone, have a great night.